Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction reminded lawmakers of the shortcomings of Arizona's public education system in a speech yesterday. This was Kathy Hoffman's first State of Education speech and an opportunity to outline her priorities for public education. KJZZ's Mariana Dale was there and joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Hoffman said she wanted to start her address with something that everyone could agree on.
Every day, Arizona's amazing, dedicated teachers guide their students towards incredible achievements. As an educator and a speech therapist, I know firsthand that our schools are tasked with more than teaching our students to read, write, and take tests.
Now, the crowd behind her and in front of her, they were full of education supporters and lawmakers that were at the House Education Committee meeting. And honestly, it's probably a more controlled audience than she's used to as a teacher. She delivered her remarks coolly, calmly, without any of the bluster that we can sometimes have in Arizona politics. Running for superintendent of public instruction was actually her first foray into politics. Here's how she described the responsibility of the top public schools job in the state.
I hold myself accountable for every Arizona child's success, whether they attend a district or a charter school.
Hoffman's the first Democrat to be elected to the superintendent's office since the 1980s. The superintendent of public instruction sets policy for Arizona schools, but remember, she isn't in a place to directly change state law, so instead she advocates for or against proposals in the legislature.
Mariana, there was overlap between the supporters of Arizona's teacher strike last year and those who helped get Hoffman elected. Is she going to carry those Red for Ed priorities ahead?
Broadly, yeah. She, like the supporters of Red for Ed, want more funding for Arizona public schools. She likes the governor's budget proposal to fund more counselors. As for last year's promise of a 20% raise by 2020, she says it's a good start, but that it's not enough because it doesn't include special education teachers, support staff, counselors, and paraprofessionals.
Raises for all of the talented, passionate employees who teach our kids can only be done with a dedicated, sustainable funding source. Something that you, in the legislature, can accomplish.
That's a direct call to those lawmakers that were sitting right in front of her.
Well, let's talk a bit about what Hoffman's administration has actually done toward accomplishing that goal.
Well, she says she spent the last month getting to know the job, talking to stakeholders and lawmakers. One concrete action she's taken is an audit of the Department of Education. They want to figure out what works and what doesn't, and that includes the department's finances.
Right. We on the show spoke with the chairman of that committee, Chuck Essigs, last week. So now there are already several education-related bills on the table. What are Hoffman's opinions on those?
One policy that's being considered is the restrictive way that schools have to teach English language learners. Bills that would give schools more freedom to teach in a way that better serves students are moving through the House and the Senate with bipartisan support.
And we also talked with Representative Paul Boyer, who introduced this. It's currently headed to the third reading of the legislature, as far as we know.
Yeah, and Hoffman's rooting for the bill's success. Another bill in the Senate would repeal the state's so-called no-promo homo law. Arizona is one of seven states where it's illegal for schools to portray homosexuality as a positive alternative lifestyle. LGBTQ rights groups like GLSEN have pushed back on laws like these, saying they're discriminatory.
This policy is not just outdated. It has always been harmful and wrong.
That bill, though, hasn't been scheduled for a reading yet, and probably if it's not, I mean, it's never going to become a law. And so her statement was more about putting her views and her goals out there.
And Mariana, another education bill proposed would start to reform the finances of Arizona charter schools. What did Hoffman have to say about that?
She didn't address the Senate bill directly, but charter school reform does seem like it's a priority for Hoffman.
The main purpose of charter schools should be to educate our children, not to profit at the expense of our communities.
I think that's a nod to a lot of the reporting done by Arizona Republic's Craig Harris, who you've actually had on the show a couple of times to talk about this. He's pointed to schools in the last year that have made millions and millions of dollars running these charter schools. Hoffman said she looks forward to proposals from both sides of the aisle and a spirited debate.
Yes, no doubt we'll have a spirited debate about that. KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Thanks.
You're welcome.